Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking this week and praying about a place of belonging and looking at different aspects that God says we belong, particularly when we're in Christ. And how that changes our wandering, or ought to change our wandering. Sometimes we wander simply because we enjoy it. But many times we wander because we're not sure where we belong. And we search for that. And God says in His kingdom, if we desire to be a part of it, we have a place of belonging. And today we're going to talk about specifically about belonging to the day. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8, "But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet." As you hear that verse, I hope you catch glimpses of, or at least a glimpse of, the fruit of the Spirit contained in there. That breastplate terminology, the self-control, faith, being protected. Why? Because we belong to the day. And when we think about the difference between day and night, although statistics are moving in a not so good direction, I would say, night tends to bring about a different level and type of activity because it can be hidden by darkness. And much of that activity has gradually been creeping into the daytime as people decide that, well, it ought to be acceptable. It ought to be appropriate. Or, as is often the case, we decide that it doesn't matter. It's all about me anyhow. I'll take what I want in whatever means is necessary to get it. And so much of what would traditionally be thought about as deeds of darkness don't tend to stay in darkness in today's culture and society. But even with the gradual overtaking of the day, night is still preferred. You talk to those in law enforcement, and for a variety of reasons. One, the crime is generally more abundant during the night. Two, it's difficult as they're doing their job to see and to see clearly in those situations that require their service. And as we think about Christians, as we think about those who are in Christ, as you think about yourself, as I think about me, I wonder, how often do we really give thought to being and belonging to the day? That no matter what time it is, no matter how hidden we think we are, no matter how much we think obscures our actions from view, we belong to the day. We are revealed before God. And Paul says, because we belong to the day, we ought to be self-controlled. We ought to be filled with God's Spirit. We ought to put on that breastplate, that protection of love that guards our heart, that guards our vitals. And the attacks are more evident because we can see. Belonging to the day says, I want nothing to do with the deeds of darkness. Paul talks about the deeds of darkness, about the things that we might initially think of, and greed and murder and sexual immorality. And he talks about the deeds of darkness that, well, we sometimes don't act like they're all that bad. Of lying, of cheating. Of envy, of those emotions and feelings that lead us to treat people differently. And when we live with the deeds of darkness controlling, we begin to change in a not so good way. And the great news is, as Paul writes, and he talks about some of those deeds of darkness and those that are living in sin. And as he identifies a variety of things, he makes it clear to his audience, to those reading, to those hearing it, to you and me, he says, such were some of you. We belong to the day because he says we've been washed, we've been cleansed, we've been set free from that darkness. Not only are our deeds exposed before Christ, but they can be removed. We can be transformed, we can be changed. We have the power to overcome, not because we're so good or because we've studied so much self-help material, but because the one who lives in us is greater than the one who lives in darkness, is greater than the one who oversees the darkness. Living as those who belong to the day ought to change everything we do. If we were to give careful thought all the time, everything that comes out of our mouth, everything that we share and post and like and react to on social media, if we would give careful thought to that being observed by God, it not being hidden or obscured in any way, I think it would change all of those things. That idea that if Jesus was physically present right there with us, would we make that comment about that person to someone else? Would we make that comment to them directly? Would we laugh at that joke? Would we share that post? Would we react. To that photo. You see, whatever it is, as those who belong to the day, Jesus is right there with us. And living as those who belong to the day says that Jesus is not only right there with us, but he protects us. The Bible says that he's given us everything we need for godliness. And a huge part of that is the cleansing that he provides, but it's also his Spirit that dwells within us that helps us to live and to walk as those who belong to him. When we choose self-control. And so many times we tell ourselves, I just can't. I can't stop. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm trapped in this cycle, in this lifestyle, in this whatever it is. And sometimes we're trapped because the enemy has continually damaged us. And we need help to walk with Christ more fully. But sometimes we're stuck because, well, we kind of like what we're stuck in. And we're not putting that much effort into getting out. We're doing our best to keep it hidden and covered up so that no one would help us to get out. And sometimes we're stuck because we say, I simply can't. I've tried and I've failed. And I've tried and tried and tried and I've failed and failed and failed. And God says, as those who belong to the day, we ought to be self-controlled. And we tell ourselves that, well, I don't have that. Or I don't have enough of that. And the good news is, God says self-control is the fruit of his Spirit. Even that action that sounds like it's all dependent on us isn't. That thing that we need that sounds too hard is a fruit of God's Spirit living within us. He produces it. When we lean on him, when we trust him, when we obey him, when we pursue him, God's Spirit produces in us exactly what we need, and much of that centers on this aspect of self-control. I love some of the other wording Paul uses. Instead of self-control, he talks about being controlled by the Spirit. And I think that's what happens when we allow the Spirit to produce self-control within us. It isn't so much self as it is Spirit-led. And living as those who belong to the day says that I'm allowing God's Spirit to produce in me everything that's needed to protect me from the deeds of darkness. Not only from the deeds of darkness that others are doing, but more importantly, protects me from the deeds of darkness that I'm tempted to participate in. That try to lead me out of the light and into the shadows. It's fascinating what shadows can do and how quickly they can alarm us. Because at times they seem so real. And yet when day comes and those shadows are cast aside by the light of God's word, we see things for what they really are. And what a privilege and joy to know that you and I can live as those who belong to the day. We don't have to be afraid of the darkness. We don't have to be afraid of the shadows, those shadows of twilight, because we live as those who belong to Christ. And He is the light of the world. His desire is that His Spirit living in us, our being cleansed by His blood, would take that light to others. Jesus says not only is He the light of the world, but He talks to you and me, to all who belong to Him, and says you are the light of the world. That we ought to let our light shine so that people see the good things that we do. They see the deeds of the day rather than the deeds of the darkness. And they glorify our Father who's in heaven. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us out of darkness into light, so that we would live as those who belong to the day. That we would reject those deeds of darkness. We would reject those temptations that the shadows bring. The secrecy that we think can hide our innermost thoughts and the actions that those thoughts produce. And so, Father, help us to not only live as those who belong to the day, but do so with the power of your Spirit within us. That self-control that we need, may we recognize that that comes from you. May we allow your Spirit to take the lead, so that that self-control becomes us being led by the Spirit, living and doing things according to your will. Father, for those times where we become fearful because of the shadows that are just filled with confusion, may we look to your word. May we be protected by that breastplate. May we live and put on that full armor of God. Father, that rather than the twilight leading us into darkness, may it remind us to turn around and live as those who belong to the day. God, as we live today, may your light shine within us. May it not simply be that we live as those who belong to the day, but may we bring the light of that day to others. And Father, today, again, I continue to pray for my friend and co-worker in ministry, David. As I've been praying, as he's been at the Mayo Clinic, going through this pain management clinic and the processes that involves, that rather than yesterday, today is the final day of that time there. May it be a day of completion for that process. May it be a day of peace and healing and a day of opportunity. May you watch over him through all of the consultations and meetings he might have today. Be with him as he rests up and returns home this weekend. May you watch over his travels. Give him clarity as he's on the road. May you do a mighty work that regardless of what it looks like, that it's obvious that it's your work being done. And Father, today, as every one of us lives, may we live as those who belong to the day. May we walk in the light of your word. May we share that light with others. May your spirit lead us into a self-controlled life that not only brings a protection to us, but to those around us. May that light shine Jesus, so that all that we do, all that we say, all that we think would represent Jesus well, that we would lift him up and many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.